we're going to talk about mixing it up when it comes to your fitness routine and the benefits of cross-training. You may be in great shape for the sort of exercise you do routinely, but if that is all you do day after day, you may be setting yourself up for injury, mental burnout, and it's just not a great way to get fit. So you ask, what can help prevent injury and burnout? My answer is cross-training. Changing your fitness routine is key to preventing boredom, keeping you motivated, and consistently getting exercise. Even simple adjustments to your fitness routine will continue challenging your body, which will keep you steadily moving toward your goals and keep your exercise sessions fun and fresh. You can easily tailor cross-training to your needs and interests and change your routine on a regular basis. Cross-training is a great way to condition different muscle groups, develop a new set of skills, and reduce the boredom that creeps in months after doing the same exercise routine. Cross-training also allows you the ability to place stress on specific muscles and even on your cardiovascular system. After months of doing the same movements, your body becomes extremely efficient performing those movements. While that is great for competitive sports, it limits the amount of overall fitness you possess and reduces the actual conditioning you get while you're training. Rather than continuing to improve, you will simply maintain a certain level of fitness. Cross-training is also necessary to reduce the risk of injury from repetitive strain and overuse. Cross-training also allows you to become flexible in your training needs. If you plan to go for a swim and the pool is closed, you can go for a run instead. Cross-training also conditions the entire body, not just specific muscle groups. While training some muscle groups, others rest and recover. Also, with cross-training, you can continue to train while you are injured. Another way to mix up your workout is to change the time or location of your workout and take a break from the ordinary. If your schedule allows, you may even consider changing the time you exercise for a few months. If you're beginning to dread your workout visit to the gym, for example, consider waking up early and working out before you go to work. Getting up early may require some adjustment, but it may be worthwhile when you know you get to relax after work. If you're bored with traditional exercises in the gym, find fun forms of exercise. Whether it's a hip-hop or Zumba class, find fun activities that will enhance your activity level. If you're enjoying yourself, you're more likely to be having so much fun that you'll forget that you're working out. Just like kids on a playground, running, swimming, cycling, rowing, rope climbing, skating, skiing, racquetball, other court sports, it doesn't matter as long as you're moving your body. One of my favorite quotes read, "You don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing." To help keep you on track, make a date of it. You may have a hard time motivating yourself to get to the gym, but you're less likely to let down a friend or a spouse that you made plans with. Recruit a workout buddy to keep both of you accountable to each other, and it's a fun way to get to know someone. Devote your exercise efforts to a good cause, and you will be concentrated on how blessed you are to have a healthy, strong body capable of exercise. You can use your exercise time to train for a 5K race, a triathlon, a marathon to support AIDS research, cancer, lupus, diabetes awareness. Exercise can strengthen your cardiovascular system, bones, muscles, joints, reduce body fat, and improve flexibility, balance, and coordination. But if you want to see all of these benefits, you need to start cross-training. Enjoy the blessing of being able to be active and get out there and get moving and have some fun. And what better time to start than now? This is Kelvin Thomas with your weekly fitness trainer tip on KSER.